Blog Talk Radio.
All right. God damn it. Wait a minute. What the fuck is up? Yeah. Hey. Choices. What made me think of that? Last night. Man. Last night. A situation arose in my house where I had a choice to make. Now, I could make it based on my anger or how I felt upset. I could make it based on insecurity. Because, you know, a motherfucker don't want to be alone. I don't. But I'm saying, shit, I will be. And without going into details, some shit came up last night. And I wasn't with it. And they get to trying to explain to me how come I should be with it. And then once they realize I wasn't going to be with it, they said, well, okay, you don't have to be with it. Now, shit, me, that's fucked up. I mean, that's like really, really fucked up. And for me to deal with that, I just ain't doing it. So I say, check this out. I didn't even go into no explanations. I just said, look, I am not going to be in my house feeling like I'm in jail. And I'm not going to have to do nothing in my motherfucking house unless it's what I want to do. And I'm not going to be subject to nothing unless it's what I want to be subject to. So what I'm saying is until the situation is different, I'm living in your house. I'm saying since you're living in my motherfucking house, you're going to have to deal with how I like shit. So when the bitch want to tell me different things about that. So you know what I had to do? I had to just cut it off. Bottom line, bitch, get your shit or stay. But if you stay, you dealing with me. I'm not dealing with you. And you know what happened? The bitch, you know what? Taking her time, making her choice. And I'm thinking, man, I'm going to have to make this choice. You know, this bitch, you know, or she probably expected me to put her out or go through some sort of whatever. So you know what I did? I made the choice. This is the choice I'm making, bitch. You doing what the fuck I say, when I say it, how I say it. And that's it. There ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about that. Now, this is the way it's going to be in my house. And if you're going to be my bitch living in my house, then you're going to have to understand what I just said. So what time is it with you? What the fuck do you think that bitch said? Okay. Well, she didn't say it like that. But that's how I heard it. Because what I'm saying is, why do people have choices? So you got to think about that shit. Because if we didn't have choices to make every day, we would be no more than animals living on instinct. I don't think of myself as an animal. I do think of myself as a lion. And I guess that's an animal. So I guess I do think of myself as an animal in some ways. But let me tell you. Oh, shit, I fucked up. Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. We do live on instinct. We do. But because we have choices, we have choices to make. Instinctively, we may want to do something, but we may choose not to. We may choose to do it. But that's where we're different, and we're not animals. I get a lot of my alumni, and, you know, dudes who have actually not yet bought my course, but they're thinking about it. A lot of them tell me that they get faced with a situation and cannot decide what to do. Well, they don't say that, but what they explain is that they're faced with a situation and they can't decide what to do. And I want you guys to understand this. There is one reason you cannot decide what to do. And I wonder, do you know what that reason is? And I'm sure if I wanted to wait on a call, well, I was going to say I'd grow a beard, but I'm already growing one. I got to save after this. I was starting to save before this. But I said, nah, fuck that. What I'm saying is this. If you're not honest with yourself, you won't be able to make decisions in clutch situations. And there's only one reason for that. And that reason is you know how much you lie to yourself. Man, I don't know how much the fuck you lie to yourself. I just know that you do. You know what extent it is. So if you're honest, you'll realize that the decision is not that difficult to make once you see what will benefit you most. Because, of course, you have to be selfish. You have to be conceited. And everything has to filter through benefiting you first. All right, that's not what you've heard, but you better believe this. That's what time it is. I don't, you know, really like it when a dude, you know, especially an alumni, asks a question. And as they're asking the questions, they state several options that they could have chosen. See, the reason they don't choose it is because they say to themselves, man, I think this, you know. And then before they can decide if they believe it, they say, yeah, but you lie to yourself so much. How are you going to go for that? 901, what's up with you, bro? Wait, sorry. There you go. What's up?
Yeah, what's going on, bud?
Nothing, man.
I'm just sitting back, man, enjoying the audio book, man. I'm talking about there's some real spill in that motherfucker, man. Hey, so I'm liking it, man, because niggas think that you are good at telling them how to try to pimp and everything like that, man. But when you listen to that part two of the audio book, man, you telling the nigga how to be a man, though. That's what I'm talking about. And then when you was doing it, it wasn't no mixing that shit, man. You know, when you was pimping, you was pimping. When you squared up, you was a square. You know what I'm talking about? But hey, the question,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, but wait. You know what that is related to? Ain't no lying. I don't fake. I ain't lying, man. If I'm a, you know, a nigga in the street, I'm a nigga in the street. If I ain't, I ain't. I ain't shame.
Exactly. But I do have a question, though.
Okay, what is it?
In the audio book, when you was dealing with your last bride, I think her name was Niecy or whatever, and then she got real sprung. She got hooked on crack. And you had got the record deal and everything. You was putting your time and energy into the record deal. So,
right.
So I'm wondering, you was like, she felt like she didn't need you, so they kind of pushed her away to the drugs, right?
She felt like I didn't need her.
Right, because you focus your energy and your time on the on getting a record deal.
No.
Right? So
No, she didn't feel that I needed her because it wasn't about me sending her to get my money. Otherwise,
right, so okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm saying, shouldn't they had a, this is my question, wouldn't they had a locked her in even more if you showed that you didn't, need her?
Bro.
Wouldn't that put
Bro, you didn't read that full passage, because that's how live of a motherfucker she was, because she could not understand or fathom a motherfucker like me not wanting to get paid by a bitch. So she didn't say that, and she didn't, like, logically think that, but what she started thinking was, since I was, you know, doing some other shit, that I don't really need her. And I should have picked up on that, but I didn't. I was, you know, in the background. I was rolling. So what I'm saying is, go ahead, ask your question.
My question is, wouldn't that want to make her try harder to be with you?
No, it wouldn't, man. Because she was a real hoe. A real. The only thing that's real is her paying you.
Okay.
And when she's paying you, she's 100% her. She's 100% woman. She's 100% my woman. You know, she ain't got no trip. Because she doing what she knows she's supposed to do to fuck with me. But when she's not, and I'm fucking with her, all the other bullshit comes into her mind. I could be playing her, you know, I could be using her, I could be this, that, and the other. Why? Because she ain't doing what she knows she should do.
Yeah, I got you. Fish out of water, I got you. I appreciate the clarification.
Hey, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, that's good, man. Right. See, this is what I like about my shit. People ask deep questions. They may not try or be trying to be deep, but they're deep. The question is deep. And what a lot of you guys don't understand is the dedication that people put into being in the game. A real hoe, she's selling pussy and doing anything for you. And you guys go in the liquor store and buy a lottery ticket. And that lottery ticket is for $500,000. That real hoe, immediately after the enjoyment, first you're going to be strong and happy like you. But immediately afterwards, she's going to start thinking, this nigga ain't going to need me. Why? Because in the hoe's mind, a nigga needs money. In a hoe's mind, the way to be a bad bitch is to get some money. In a hoe's mind, once she gets the money and she break her man off that goddamn money, that seals their relationship. She ain't got to be the finest bitch in the world. Because pimps know pussy don't have no color. Pussy don't have no weight. Pussy have nothing negative. That's why motherfuckers freak about it. Pimp know. Pass the pussy up, man, and look for the bitch. So my thing is, if that motherfucking bitch does not see things the way you see it, are you supposed to adjust to what she sees? Because what if you got five bitches and they all see shit differently? Are you going to adjust five times? Man, this is why you got to know who the fuck you are. Because you got to know what you want. And whatever it is, whoever you fucking with, gotta do it. Period. That's the way it rolls. So what I'm saying, besides being honest, because if you're honest with yourself, you're gonna realize that the decisions aren't difficult. The decisions are just based on if you believe yourself. And that's why you can't make the decision, because you don't believe yourself. Because you've been lying to yourself, and you know it. 704, what's up?
Yo, what's happening, bud? How you doing?
I'm good, brother. What's going on?
Oh, I just had a question. It wasn't on the topic, but it was...
I don't care.
So
let's
I had
ask
a question. All right, so I got this booty call that I'll be dealing with the shorty. And so, like, I told her to pull up, like, tonight. And she said she'll pull up Friday. Now, I'm not overthinking that if I just let her pull up Friday, am I?
Well, check game, man. What are you talking about? You saying tonight you wanted to hit that pussy and she said, well, Friday.
Yeah, because she sent me a picture.
Okay, I don't
like
need no explanation. I don't need no explanation. I just need you to answer the question. So you said, yeah, that's what happened, right? Listen. And you're going to laugh at this because I just went through this. This is part of what brought the problem up with me that I was talking about. So the bitch in the bed with me, and, you know, I'm finna hit the pussy and shit. But this motherfucker is talking about all kind of work shit and different things that she's thinking, and it's making me feel like she's just getting in the bed to rush, you know, me and just, like, take care of me. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, I ain't with that, so I told the bitch. I said, bitch, listen,
yeah.
you listen. I told her, I say, look, you ain't gotta, you know, do that kind of shit. Go in there and do what you're doing. I just go fuck me another bitch. Did that cause problems? But I was ready for it, because I'm telling you, bitch, don't make me tell you the truth, because I'm going to tell you the fucking truth. And what I'm saying is, if you keep some shit like this up, since you are getting your money, you know, because the bitch was, she's training, she's doing all this fucking online training, and she gets this amount of time, you know, she want to, like, fit me in. Bitch, ain't that a bitch? You can't fit me in, because you are off at one point. But last night when the bitch got off, I had noticed how long, you know, the motherfucker had been working. So, you know, I wasn't tripping on, you know, busting her out or anything. And the bitch went to sleep up there on the couch and all that. So now all this is in my head when I'm talking shit. But at the same time, I don't give a fuck about none of that. Because what I give a fuck about is I was left hanging. I know I'm an asshole. And you might not even do you understand what I just said to you?
Yeah, yeah, like you she left you hanging, so you
understand the whole story.
No, I don't understand it.
I know you don't, man. 917, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Rosebud? I got a question for you. How do you love a woman and be selfish at the same time?
How do you do that? Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's the easiest thing in the world.
Say that again.
First of all, everything you say as far as being selfish is right, and it's the right thing to do for you. And as far as the bitch, a lot of bitches are not going to agree with every single fucking thing you say as far as where you're coming from. But the way you be selfish and still be sprung on baby is by not fluctuating. Bitch, please, I don't really give a fuck as far as if you believe what I'm saying or go for what I'm saying or not, because unless you do, you can't fuck with me. And the bitch is going to want to fuck with you. That's all it is for it. She ain't gonna quit you. She gonna say, well, goddamn. Well, yeah, baby, you better get used to this kind of shit. But that shit ain't. Yeah, baby, but that's how it is. You know, that's how it's gonna be. And you know why I can be like that, man? Because I don't need nothing from this. I ain't trying to get your money. I ain't trying to, you know, I don't need shit from you. The only thing I need is what I can't do, and that's fuck myself, unless I want to jack off. So I can do that shit. So I'm going to need a woman, because I ain't gay. So what I'm saying is, this bitch, I'm saying she ain't jet. me. But if you start taking it to where we got to see what's what, that's all it is for me. And I'm saying, I bet you that bitch can't say it's just dick for her. Because I'm putting it down, bro. Period. Because I know it can come to this point. Well, what you doing for me? Because I'm doing it for you. What, fucking me, bitch? That ain't what I'm doing for you. I do fuck you. But what I'm saying is I'm showing you a nigga with direction. I'm showing you a nigga that don't need shit from you. I'm showing you a nigga that's going to live the way I live, whether I have you or not, bitch. So what I'm saying is you better open your eyes and start looking at who you're fucking with so you can quit thinking about that punk shit. I talk like that, bro. I do.
All right. So I got one more question now that you say that.
Come on.
So you, and I, according to listening to some of your audio books and some of the things you said in the past, you have lost women in your lifetime, correct? That you felt loved.
Then I was a pimp. I didn't got knocked off like a motherfucker, man.
So if you keep it thorough with a woman like that, how do you wind up getting knocked off?
Bro, some bitches don't want to hear that shit. Some bitches think what they think. You know, some bitches just want to have fun. Some bitches just want to make money. Some bitches just want to create chaos. What I'm saying is I'm down for all that shit because I can get paid for all them bitches whatever amount of time they gonna pay me because I ain't changing. And when they decide that they don't like me, they want to choose another motherfucker. That's that. It ain't bothering me, man, because, you know, I'm down and dirty about what I do. And it keeps me not caring about what a bitch do. Because as long as I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, the results should be this, but goddammit, if it ain't and the bitch doing something left, then that's on the bitch. It ain't on me. Mm. That's why I stay in the boundaries of what I think. Because what I think is only for me. It ain't for everybody else, but it's for me to be comfortable in accepting what I think. And when it comes to what I think, and I think this, and this is supposed to keep the bitch. But the next thing I know, the bitch is gone and some nigga calling me. I'm going to say that's the game. They're going to say, nigga, come get this motherfucking bitch's clothes. And let me tell you something, motherfucker. That bitch be trying to come in early. I'm saying, I'm going to tell that nigga some shit to keep him pimping. But as far as the bitch, I'm going to ride like a motherfucker on that bitch. And I'm going to pull up on her. Look, you bitch, woo-woo, whatever I say. Because that's the game. That's how it go. You don't take shit personal. If the bitch don't want to fuck with you, she don't want to fuck with you.
And you apply that to a square life, too.
How do you apply it to a square life? Man, it's the same fucking thing. If this square bitch go to work every day, you go to work every day, and y'all fucking around, and some come up and the bitch don't like you, or the bitch got a particular situation when you need to explain it, and you take the same position that I took as a pimp, your motherfucking ass gonna have that bitch. Because you ain't taking no bullshit. You motherfuckers are silly, man. Everything I say, every point I make, and I'm talking about pimp this, pimp that, hold this, hold that. All you got to do is put the word man there. Let's put the word.
No, I got that. I understand that.
Listen and be quiet, please. Put the word woman there when you hear the word hold. And you will see that all I'm talking about, the only thing real pimping motherfuckers do is represent being a man as far as what come out their mouth. Whatever come out their mouth, that's what they are, and that's what they represent. Nigga talking about, bitch, you got to get me some money, woo, 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 whatever, bitch this, bitch that. That's what they represent. Bitch, I ain't, you know, about no motherfucking pussy. You understand what I'm saying? So it's a fine bitch that don't want to pay me, but she pushing up on me. Bitch can't give me no pussy. My motherfucking hoes know that. They believe that. And if I fail them in that area, they believe in me. That's how strong that shit is. And that's what a nigga that's down got to be really faced with. You Rolls Royce and jeweled up. Tell me a bitch, some rich bitch ain't going to come push up on you. And you got to recognize it. Look, bitch, if you want to get fucked with a nigga like me, you better have something to offer. Well, I do. I might got this. I got that. So what I'm saying, she ain't gave me shit. But she sure let me know she got it to give. So if I ain't got no game and I ain't able to come up with a way to get whatever the fuck she got to give me, that's on me. And what I'm saying is I ain't got the game to get the money, so I'm a fucker. Man, let my hoe find that out. Let my hoe just pay me $1,500 every night. Find out I did some shit like that because this bitch was going to give me $200,000. And that bitch, look, nigga, go on and get that $200,000 because that's your price. Pimps don't have no price. It's all or nothing. Fuck you. So if you going to let me fuck you and give me $200,000, that means you must have 4 or 5 or 7 or 8, 9, 10 million. And you can afford to give me $200,000. Whereas this bitch that's out hauling got $2,000 to her name. And she bringing it to me. She giving it to me. She giving me her all. Bitch is breaking me off $200,000 is buying me. Hey, man, that's how deep the game is. And that's how you got to understand it. And if you don't, you're going to try to create ways for you to get that $200,000, keep fucking with the hole, and you ain't going to do nothing but fuck the game up. Because real niggas go through this shit I'm talking about. Hey, 701, I seen you holding on for a long time. What's up?
Hey, how you doing today, Rose Bud, man?
D, man, come on, is your voice all right? Are you well, motherfucker?
OG, I'm feeling a little bit better, man. I'm feeling a little bit better.
Man, fuck you, D. Get well, man.
Hey, you can say fuck me a lot of time. I still love you, nigga.
Okay, D, what the fuck you want, man?
Hey, but I've been trying to ask you this question for a long time, man. Before you, I used to fuck with this nigga, right? But I don't know if he's a real pimp. But I just want to know, man, and you feel me? I hope you know him or whatever. I want to know, have you ever heard of a nigga named Pimp Snooky? And I want to know, was he a real pimp? Have you ever heard of him?
Snooky!
Pimp Snooky. Snooky.
Snooky?
Snooky, yes, sir. Snooky.
No, I ain't heard of no motherfucking Snooky. I ain't saying Snooky, he ain't real. Bro. I don't know every nigga in the world, so I can't say Smokey ain't real. But as far as you asking me, do I know him? No, I don't. But that don't mean shit. Okay, what? Come on, goddamn.
Hey, listen, I was listening to one of your old show, right? You say you don't really like keeping up with your pictures and shit because you burn a lot of pictures. I want to know. I got that in common with you. We got the same shit in common. The reason you did it is like you don't really like thinking about the past. When you look at your old picture and shit, you say you burned a lot of your old picture. You get what I'm saying?
No, I didn't burn them. They burned in a fire.
It was by accident? By accident?
Accident, man. Yeah. What happened was, you know, fucking around, blah, blah, blah. Some kids, wasn't even my kids. Fucking with matches and shit, or I think it wasn't even matches, it was a lighter. And they started a fire. I wasn't there. I was out of state. and the fire happened and whatever happened and all my shit, my pictures, all that shit got burnt up. But I wasn't, when I came, I recovered a lot of the pictures. And I put them in a big garbage bag. And I put them garbage bag, I put the garbage bag in the closet because the next day I was coming with a truck to move the shit that I could fucking save or salvage. The next day, when I got there, the it was an apartment. The apartment people had sent motherfuckers in there to clean the apartment out. They took all my shit. I don't know where it was. They like threw it away. They listen. I had a book, a bunch of shit from hoes that I was gonna write a book. And I swear to God, listen, man. This is no lie. This is no lie. Them bitches periodically, they would say, "Oh, Rosebud, I'm so glad that I met you. You saved me from this horrible life that I was going to live," whatever. "Rosebud, you're my chocolate drop. I love you." All that. I had these letters, these fucking notes and shit from hoes from about 10 or 12 years. They was like all packed into this bag. And what I was going to do is write a book. And the pages was going to be those fucking letters. And the name of the book was going to be Letters to a Pimp. Man, do you know these motherfuckers came in that morning and took my shit and threw it away? And I lost all that.
Hey, Rosebud, I got two questions. I'm going to let you go because I know, I don't want to hold you up. You got all the people in lines and shit, man.
You motherfucker, you didn't hear what the fuck I just said?
Come on, man. I listen to everything you say. You can keep on talking, OG. I know who you are. I know how you are. I know you got your double barrel Uzi with you. Come
all
on,
right,
OG.
Hey, come on, OG. What's your question?
Hey, OG. For one, no homo, man. I just love pimps. And the reason I love pimps, they're different from other regular motherfuckers, man. You feel me? I just wish I had a chance, but I don't. So you feel me? You know how it is, man.
Hey, listen.
What's up, my OG, man? Talk to me, man.
Listen, I'm serious. Listen, man. Do you know the rhinoceros and the motherfucking giraffes and all them motherfucking animals bigger than a lion respect the lion? Because they think the lion is the king of peace. Now, this rhinoceros outweigh the lion. This rhinoceros, if he really had to, have fucked this lion up. But they don't think that. So what I'm saying is
I want to go ask you this question.
Come on, you three-question-asking motherfucker.
Hey, Bud, when you was in the game, right, I want to know, what's one of the greatest things that you ever saw? And to you, that shit was amazing. You was like, wow, this shit is crazy, man.
Hey, listen, man, you got to understand this. The greatest thing I seen was how people respect motherfuckers like me and Shantae when we do something on a level to be respected like that. Because what I'm saying is, if it's a picnic and you giving it and people don't really know you, but your friends know you and this picnic is fucking packed and it looks good. Y'all have fun playing baseball, eating and all that shit. Man, it's just going to be a picnic. But if me and this nigga, me and Tay, we give a picnic and let's say the same thing happens, nothing different, it's packed, it's just people with their family having fun. The difference is going to be the people who packed it. So the people who packed it, let's say they're all giants, when they go to do whatever they're doing to socialize, at a bar or whatever, they're going to be telling, "Man, you go to Rosebud and Taste set." All these big giant motherfuckers is talking about what they went and enjoyed, and the only reason they enjoyed it is by the way me and this nigga gave it. Otherwise, leave your fucking wallet at home, motherfucker. Don't come to my set with no wallet. Because we got it. That's big shit, man.
Hey, bud, I got two more, and then I'm going to let you go.
God damn it, fuck you, man. I got motherfuckers. Wait a minute. Come on, man. Come on.
Come on, bud.
Come on, man.
Hey, two more. Seriously, I'm going to let you go. All right, I want to know, man, like, not everybody fuck with you, man. Not every man fuck with you. You feel me? The men that fuck with you, they got to change. Not every man fuck with you. My question is, do you feel sorry for a lot of men who fuck with bitches, but they don't have the knowledge about bitches? You get what I'm saying?
No, I don't feel sorry for them. You know, I'm glad
let me answer the question, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is I'm glad them motherfuckers around. It's because sometimes, because I'm a snake-type motherfucker. You know, sometimes snakes, when they get hungry, they gonna motherfucking see a frog, and they see that little-ass motherfucking frog, and they say, man, if I eat that motherfucker, I ain't gonna get full, and I ain't gonna really be, you know, hunting this hard as I should. So what I'm saying is them suckers that be out, they be fattening frogs for a snake. So what I'm saying is when I see that skinny ass motherfucking frog, I know some sucker and you know motherfucking spit a whole bunch of bullshit to some bitch fattening her up so that when I come as a snake and drop this game I got to drop on it, it'd be much easier and much more filling for me to catch the bitch.
Listen, I'm going to say this. I'm going to let you go. The reason I asked you that question is because there are men out there, they can take a woman out who eats, they spend like $400, and they expect to get their pussy. And the bitch, she can block the nigga number, and she never, you know, the nigga, he never heard from the bitch again. You feel me?
Yeah, but that's because that motherfucker's using everything but himself to catch the bitch. Money ain't gonna catch the bitch. Material shit ain't gonna catch the bitch. The only thing gonna make that bitch answer that phone
conversation.
Fuck you, man. You know you
it's
know
conversation.
This shit.
It's conversation. All right, here's my last one. Am I allowed to go?
All right, come on.
All right, bud. Man, you know I follow you on YouTube. Remember that a few days ago, you was doing your show and a woman from London hit you up. Remember that?
No, man, but come on.
Man, you got a lot of bitches, man. That's what you cannot remember. But anyway, here's my question. Let's say I'm in New York, right? And I got a bitch in Ohio. And I'm like, when you gonna come visit me? She say, I'm not coming to visit you. Is there like a different line that I can hit her with it so she can come see me? You get what I'm saying?
Hey, why would you ask a bitch when she coming to see you if she live in another state? You supposed to say, do you want the information or not?
I want the information. I'm going to shut the fuck up.
That's what you do, my brother. What I'm saying is you call a bitch. She in Ohio. You tell the bitch, look, baby, you know, things been going cool for me. You know, you've been getting my money from it. Get your ass on the plane to be here, woo, woo, woo. And then baby will say, but I got to get the flight. Well, look, let me tell you something. Get the very next flight flying to be here. And hang up. And the bitch going to be there. Ain't no way in the world she ain't going to be there. Unless you ain't got it like that.
All right, bud, put me back in the queue.
Hey, man, quit running.
I got another question, I'm going to come back.
No, quit running. Do you have it like that, nigga?
I'm not going to lie to you,
no,
man.
You don't have it like that. That's why
I
want to
tell you this, though. I'm going to say this real quick, and I'm going to let you go. And like, whenever I be having trouble with a woman, I hit you up because, you know, you look out for me. Like, I be talking to a woman, right? Let's say I'm in New York, right, and I got a girl in Chicago.
Wait.
I used to fuck with that bitch back in the day.
You know why your shit don't work? Because you faking.
Why not?
Because you're faking. You're faking.
They're faking.
Faking. You're hearing all bullshit. Can you be quiet? You hearing all this stuff, and you think all you got to do is, you know, mimic it. It's not really you. You're not really taking it in. You thinking that this shit is a way to fool bitches so I can catch them. That's bullshit, man. That's why it's not working for you, because you're full of shit. You ask all these questions, and you don't implement none of the answers. You just continue to do what you do, and you continue to learn because you continue to come up with questions. But you don't grow because you don't do anything with the answers. Now, you know that's you. Come on, man.
Hey, bud, I'm going to let you go, man. You know, I try my best to be sharp, man.
Oh, shit. That shit caught me. But what I'm saying, I know you're going to let me go now. Because you see, I didn't run at your motherfucking ass off. Because I didn't tell you. I didn't say the truth. And your motherfucking ass can't come up with none of your
bullshit. The truth is the light. The truth is the light.
The truth is the light, man. And that's why your shit ain't working. You don't believe.
And
not listen,
every time I come to you, you owe
hey,
me, you
hey,
know.
Wait. No. Fuck you, man. Hold on. I'll just mute you. Because what I'm saying is, see, this motherfucker calling in, you know, I like him. He cool with me, you know, and ask all these goddamn questions and shit. But he don't really absorb the answers. He just hear them. So that when he gets ready to talk to a bitch, then whatever come up, he can say some shit. But it ain't him. All he doing is saying some shit. And all the bitch got to do is press a little more, just one little sentence, pass, whatever the fuck he said. And this motherfucker going to be punking all the way out. That's what you do, and you know it. Now, I got you back on, motherfucker.
Hey, bud. Hey, I'm going to say this. I'm going to go. If a nigga finds you and nigga hit the lottery, man, they don't make niggas like you no more. I'm going to holler at you, man. And I'm going to go to SW one day.
All right, man. Be cool, motherfucking
I fucking love you, OG. I fucking love you.
Yeah, I love your motherfucking ass, too.
They don't make niggas like you no more. They don't make niggas like you no more.
Hey, D, they don't make motherfuckers like you either. Because you can take the truth, even though you might not implement it, you motherfucker. You can take it. All right.
I appreciate it.
Hey, 917, hold on. I got 209 and 909. 209, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, bud?
Nothing. What's happening with you, brother?
Man, I can't keep a bitch, bud. I go too hard, man.
Well,
and
I mean,
that's the problem, bro.
Wait a minute. You say you can't keep a bitch because you go too hard.
Yeah.
See, check this out. You go hard or you go kind of hard when you're doing some shit and you know what you're doing. But it hasn't actually come to fruition yet. So this broad fucking with you, you're going to go hard about where you're coming from. But you ain't going to act like you already, you know, a Sony TV and shit. So what I'm saying is you go as hard as whatever. What I'm saying is this. However hard you go, if you are really in position to go that hard, you're not going too hard. You're going the way you need to go, and if this person can fuck with you, they going to match what you're doing so that you and her or you and him or whoever can match up, if it's business, if it's relationship, or whatever. So what I'm saying is I don't understand what you mean when you say you go too hard because I'm sure you heard me say many times, I go hard.
Yeah, man. Hey, I be talking shit. The bitch ain't shit. Cussing them out.
Bro,
you know what I'm saying?
Bro,
thinking
bro,
that my shit don't stink.
Stop. You missing me. You missing the point. It ain't got nothing to do with you talking shit. It got something to do with what the fuck do you have going on.
Man, I'm in position, man. I got it going on.
That's why
my head's so
hey,
big.
Stop. Let me show you how motherfuckers are fake. I said, what do you have going on? And you said, oh, shit, I got shit going on. You didn't. Hey, you didn't.
Oh, what you want to know exactly?
Hey, can you hold on, man? Can you hold on? You didn't tell me shit. You didn't say shit about what you're doing. You
man, you hey, I don't talk like that though. I don't talk like that, bro. I'm gonna brag
like you
that, bro.
Hey,
you
hey,
so see the shit.
Why
you
see calling in? Hey, bro, why are you calling in? You got all the game. You know you don't have.
I ain't got all the answers,
that.
Bro. I'm
hey,
talking to
just,
a real one. I'm
hey,
trying
just,
to I'm
just,
trying to figure my problem out.
Hey, let me just block you because you talk too much. What I'm saying is, you one of them niggas that as long as you talking, you think you right. And what I'm saying is you on my motherfucking show. And I can shut your motherfucking ass up. I try to be a gentleman and ask you to shut up, but you won't. And what I'm saying, you one of them fake motherfuckers, man. All you want to do is talk shit. You love to hear yourself talking. You ain't got shit going for you. Because if you did, you would have told me. I'd say, well, man, what the fuck you got to go hard about? Man, I'm a producer. What, I got like 7 artists. You know, we ain't hit it yet. But I don't like that shit. But I would have went for it. Oh, man, you know, I'm starting my motherfucking electrician company. You know, I'm really trying to do wire homes, blah, blah, blah. Get a contract with somebody, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm saying, you could have answered the question. But you'd rather be a bitch and not acknowledge that you've been a bitch, which is why your shit don't work, motherfucker. Now, what the fuck do your bitch ass have to say now?
Well, first and foremost, ain't no bitch over here, okay? That's first and foremost. And second of all, but...
Oh, wait, stop. Let me tell all y'all something. This motherfucker just stood up. This motherfucker just stood up. Because that is absolutely the first thing he should have addressed. Ain't no bitch over here, nigga. So when I'm saying, bro, I check shit. Go ahead on.
I don't like to brag, bro, okay? I cannot straight up tell you everything I got going on. I got a lot going on, bro. I'm flipping cars, Harley riding, houses, not houses, but the bitch got a house. I was married. Some more shit, bro. The money is there. No problem, okay?
Hey,
but
hey,
the thing
hey,
is, I'm
fine.
Running these bitches off.
Hey, wait, stop. That's fine. That's all that's good. That means you handling your business. So what I'm saying is, what is the purpose of your call?
Try to figure out, trying to change my attitude or something, bro. I got this one bitch.
Your attitude about what?
Man, these brides, man, I'm running them off. I can't keep it. I can't keep a bitch at all. Can't keep one,
bro,
man.
Bro,
and that's a problem.
Bro, stop. Listen. For the past 6 years, since I've been in Vegas, 7 years, I mean, I catch hella bitches, but I sure can't keep them. And them motherfuckers, listen, man, just listen. What I'm saying is, when they motherfucking fuck with me, you know, they like me. For whatever reason, but they have something in their mind that they're actually thinking they can do. And when they see they can't do it, then our relationship gets fucked up. But the reason I brought that up is because this last motherfucking bitch I called is still here in my house. I ain't never gave a bitch a key. I ain't never gave a bitch a key to my extra car. I didn't get all that. What I'm saying is you keep being hard because you know what you want. But there is a motherfucker out there can accept where you coming from. You just can't focus on every bitch. That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I got that problem that I got to kind of curtail with this woman because I tell a bitch, you know, this is the motherfucker I'm talking about when I say, man, I fucking love a bitch. You know, I don't be tripping on you. I don't play pussy games. You ain't playing nothing with me. But I'm saying this is a totally different broad. And I'm seeing that. Because the motherfucker, well, she tripped. She didn't really trip out. So I'm saying, man, if you being hard and you running bitches off, you not running bitches off. They're stragglers. And them motherfuckers falling off. You feel me?
I take it.
I'm serious, man. Now, if you full of shit and you hearing what I'm saying, you're not going to be able to look at them as stragglers falling off. You're going to still be personal.
I am.
You am what?
I'm going to keep going, bro. I appreciate what you said. I'm going to keep going then. I'm going to stay focused then. I'm going to stay full speed ahead. No problem. Okay?
Listen, man. That's the only way to go. Full throttle. There's no halfway. If you go halfway, you're going to get half results. So you got to, like, smash the pedal to the flow. And that's how you got to learn to drive through life. You got to be speeding like a motherfucker, man. Because if you go slow, people going to play you. Different shit. And I'm telling you, it sounds crazy because it is crazy. Because motherfuckers like us have to be crazy. If we were sane, we would do what all those other stupid motherfuckers out there doing. Because they're sane. Those are the motherfuckers that's sane. They the motherfuckers that gotta just accept all this bullshit that some motherfucker on Google said life is. Nah, man. We crazy. We don't give a fuck what some motherfucker said life is. We make our life as we breathe. Hey, everything we do after this breath right here is up to us. Ain't up to no motherfucker saying what a 34-year-old motherfucker single making 80 grand should do. Because that's how y'all live. Man, fuck that. Hey, listen. I'm serious when I say this. I have never in my fucking life it got in line. Well, I did one time, but it was so embarrassing. I just never did it again. I've never been in line and spent food stamps. That one time, I think I might have been in my 20s. No. I was in my 40s. I was getting food stamps, so I go to the store, and I'm finna spend these food stamps because people, you know, been doing this shit, and I never had a chance. So I get up there, and when I get ready to pull the food stamps out, God, I got so embarrassed. And I said, and I just paid for it cash. What I'm saying is this. I never, after that, ever, try to use food stamps. Now, I get them because I got my daughter. So I give my daughter the goddamn food stamps. And look, motherfucker, you can buy the food for you, which is cool, but you know, you gotta buy me something, you know, when you take my food stamps. You know, it ain't that I need them, but I'm saying, bro, that shit is, to me, very fucking embarrassing. You go to the store, motherfucker standing up there, hey, man, I got some food stamps, you know, ooh. Man, is you crazy? Motherfucker, leave me alone. They think I'm a nut, man. They do. But
you all right.
Principles, you know, boundaries, things that you just ain't going to do. You're not going to allow yourself to be like that. To me, that kind of shit is next to living on the streets. And to me, since I live like I live, that's my biggest fear, living on the streets.
That's right.
I don't want to be begging for quarters. So, now, a motherfucking begging for quarters, he might be able to get some quarters from me, but I'm saying about me trying to do the shit that people, you know, have to do, I don't want no parts of it. Believe me, I want to be this motherfucker like any legitimate lawyer. I want to go buy my food. I want to go do whatever the fuck, pay for my gas. I ain't finna goddamn be in no line of goddamn cars so this motherfucker selling gas was so cheap. You know what I'm saying? You finna waste up a goddamn half a tank in line waiting to get some gas. So I'm just saying, you know, I think like that, bro. And it's really hard.
Hey, whether you believe it or not, I think like that too, though, bro.
Then you understand what I'm saying, right?
I do.
Hold on. 256, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Rosebud?
Nothing, hey, man. What's happening with this? Come on.
Hey, so given how strict the laws are today and the trafficking and all that, if you were like a guy in your early 20s today, would you give a crack at pimping again?
Yeah, because fuck the law. Man, believe me, man, they had laws the same as they got now, some different names. The Mann Act. Man, the Mann Act is like 50 or 60 years old. And it was explicitly for motherfuckers that was fucking with bras, traveling. There was different ways you could get the Mann Act. Traveling across the state line, any bras. Get the money. You just take somebody. I hear too much background. Hey. What I'm saying is, you know, if you go across the state lines with one bra, and they see that you know, trying to get some money, you can get the Mann Act. But if you got two bras, and you went from city to city within one state to get some money, you could get the Mann Act. Because you got three bras traveling with you, and they got whole cases, you could get the Mann Act. And what I'm saying is the Mann Act is the same shit as trafficking. I mean, of course, it's got different wording, but the sentence is going to be the same.
So y'all think today is a little more stricter?
Man, today is not more stricter. Today is strict as fuck. But it's man to man act, you get 30 to life.
Oh,
how strict can you be? Today, what you get? 20 to life? Come on, shit. What's better? You got life,
okay,
regardless. So this is what's wrong with you guys. You guys want to see stupid shit. It doesn't matter that it's today or yesterday. The end result is you getting life. Or you getting some sort of sentence that represents a long time being in jail. And that's all because they don't like niggas pimping on bitches. And no matter how they explain it, that's what it is.
I'm going to be here for 1 minute.
No, man, you better quit with all that goddamn noise, man. Fuck all that. Fuck all that. You guys got too much fucking noise going on. So I'm going to get 337. What's up, man? D, I see you, man. 337, what's... Oh, wait a minute, I didn't get you. I'm sorry, brother. 337, what's up?
Rosebud.
Yeah, what's that?
Hey, look, man, you got to help me out, man. You got to fucking help me out.
I hope I can.
All my life since I was in the third fucking grade, bro, I had, like, a girlfriend. I always had, like, a fucking bitch, a little honey, you know, to kick it with that always was into me.
Hey, bro, do me a favor. I don't need all this background shit. Tell me what the fuck your question is.
All right, man, look. Okay, fast forward today. I'm a grown-ass man. I got bitches coming up to me talking about. That's the question.
You got bitches.
They're coming up to me. They're coming up to me saying, you're such a nice guy and all that. I could tell you're nice, you got a warm spirit. Now, look, how do I go against this shit, man? Because I feel like motherfuckers are, like, exploiting that out of me and taking that
like
a weakness.
Stop. You one of them friend motherfuckers. You know it, and I know it. You ain't gonna admit it. Because that's some bitch shit. But you will be a bitch friend in a minute, and that's your approach. That's how you talk. So you can't tell me I'm lying, because you already admitted it. Now, am I right or wrong?
Rosebud, man, at this point, look.
Fuck you. Do you want to talk to me or not? Because I asked
you
a question. Answer the fucking question.
You wrong, man. You wrong. You
okay.
Wrong.
So
I
you
ain't
know
trying to be these.
Hey,
nah,
stop,
man.
Hey, stop. I didn't say you trying to be these bitches' friend. I'm saying, how can a bitch get from what you saying out your mouth that you this nice guy or whatever the fuck you say they be saying to you? If you're not doing that, answer that.
The way I fucking look, man,
can you just, man, do you know how to talk, man? You don't need to explain every goddamn thing you say. All you need to do is exchange. I'm saying, your motherfucking ass don't think you be inviting that shit. But why don't I ever hear that? Why don't motherfuckers you know don't hear that? And then the question, why do you hear that? Then it comes to, it got to be you a sucker. And bitches see it through what you say. Maybe it's through how you look. Maybe you got a fucking crew cut and you look like Poindexter. I don't fucking know. But what I'm saying is, it's something you're doing. Do you understand what I'm saying now?
Yes.
Well, what am I saying, bro?
They are responding to my behavior. My behavior is like kicking myself in the ass. Giving them that type of perception of me.
Okay,
that's
stop.
What you're saying.
Stop. Now, since you've admitted the truth, what the fuck do you think that is? I don't want to hear your bullshit. Take a second and think. What the fuck do you think is doing what you just admitted has to be happening.
I have no idea.
Wait, stop. You do have an idea. How do you approach a woman? How do you approach
a woman? I don't approach her, man. The lady came in today. She came in today and walked through the fucking doors at my J-O-B and told me that shit. She got in line, came to my damn counter, and then was like, I can tell you like a nice guy, and I appreciate that. And I never fucking saw her before in my life, man.
Hey, wait,
but I hear
stop.
That shit.
Stop, man, with your crying, goddamn emotional bullshit. Don't you know that any bitch that walk up and say that is telling you she ain't got no problem with approaching a man and saying some shit to him? What she doing is putting you on Front Street and your bitch acting motherfucking ass couldn't even talk to her. Because you ain't never had that. Hey, never had that happen to me. She know it. That's why she did it. What I'm saying is, oh, you seem like a nice guy. Well, let me tell you, girl, don't let this doggone smile fool you, because my nickname is Snidely Whiplash. I ain't saying you had to say that. I'm saying if you ain't got nothing to say, you're just going to be fucked up like you was.
Well, there ain't shit nice about me.
What?
But it ain't a damn thing nice about me, man. That's the reality. But I done heard that more than once.
Bro, you such a punk. I mean, man, ain't no way in the world you can say that bullshit you saying right now, especially the way you saying it. You ain't got nothing hard about you. You a soft-ass motherfucker, and you know it. This is what I be talking about with you punk motherfuckers trying to act like you hard. You don't know who you fucking with. Because I know you ain't hard. I'll slap you if you were standing next to me. Because I know you a punk. Now, why don't you stop being a punk? That would really be something to do. But no, you'd rather fake than let a nigga like me see you a punk and call you a punk and you be a punk by not saying shit. Come on, you punk motherfucker.
If you think I'm a punk, you blind as Ray Charles.
I do not think you are a punk. I know you are a punk. Now you
right
might not.
Good, I'll come for your ass.
Bro, you might not get a dick stuck up in your ass. I ain't saying that kind of punk. But I'm talking about a punk talking bullshit. That's you. Period, and you know it. So come on, man. Quit faking. I don't want to hear this shit. I'm tired of it. I hear it all
the
time.
Nah, man,
what?
You can't just give up on me like that, man. I got issues that I'm trying to bring to your attention.
Bro, do you think, I hope you can see this, this is the smallest violin in the world. And this playing a sad song for your goddamn issue having ass. I'm not responsible for your issues. And when I say something to you addressing your issues and you don't want to hear it, you think I want to keep talking to you, motherfucker?
Look, Rosebud, okay, you bring in this.
Because you don't want to hear the truth. All you want to hear is some shit you're saying. So believe the shit that you're saying. And live with it. Because when I say something, you go deny it. And you know it. So I'm gone, bro. I didn't spend enough time fucking with you, man. 754, what's up?
Shit, I'm chilling, bro. How you doing tonight?
I'm good, man.
Yeah, man. Just sitting here waiting on the Dirty God cheerleading practice, you know.
Bro, what's your question? You got to have a question.
I got a situation where, you know, I called it quits with the wife and stuff like that, but I'm still in the house with her, and it's like
she's trying to romance me, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm about through, but I ain't got no other situation to really go to. It's my house,
stop,
you know what I'm saying?
Stop,
and my name.
Stop. What I'm saying is 2 and 2 is 4. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
So you got a situation, right?
Yes.
The situation has culminated in you guys ready to split, but you, if that's the case for whatever reason, can't afford to be on your own away, right?
Right.
See how you
well,
slow
it. I can't. I think it's more so she can't. But
hey,
this is my shit.
You shut up. Because you was slow in answering that. She didn't answer it. You was, yeah, yeah. But when it's about, you know, the separation issue, it was a hesitation. So what I'm saying is, I ain't saying you want to be there. I'm saying, obviously, you're thinking something about it. Same. So what I'm saying is, be honest so we can talk. What making you... Can you let me ask the question?
All right.
What is making you think you want to stay since you've already seen it's time to go?
In the same building, because we have kids together, and it's like I pick up a lot of slack. I don't know if she'll pick it up if I wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? So it's like... I know it's a custody battle coming up soon, you know what I mean, when I really get the official whistle going on, but at the end of the day,
wait,
you know,
stop
I got
right here. Stop. What I'm saying is, okay, she may or may not take care of the kids, if that's the case. So are you saying the only way you can do your part to take care of your kids is to be there with that woman?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying
okay,
her
stop,
living with
stop,
me.
Stop. If you're not saying that, what does that have to do with you being with this woman?
I'm not really with her per se, but it's she's in the same
hey,
house.
Hey, bro,
me, so.
Play word games with somebody else. If you want to talk to me, talk to me. Because what I'm saying is I ain't with no goddamn word games. You say you live with a bitch.
It's
don't
more
you,
so she lived with me, but I just explained it wrong,
fuck,
I guess.
Man? Never mind, man. Fuck you, man. I ain't going to even try to talk to you because you full of shit. See, and this is what I'm talking about. You guys fucking just lie to yourself. You want to tell yourself anything but the truth. Then you want to try to talk to me. Man, fuck all you motherfuckers with that bullshit. 701, that's you, goddamn B. Come on. Man, what?
Hey, but I want to ask you this real. I want to ask this question real quick. Hey, I want to know, man. Do you still do private conference? Let's say I want to talk about something, and I don't want to be to you. I don't want it to be on the air, man. Do you still do private conference?
I got motherfucking coaching, sex coaching. That's what it's called. Yes, I do it. Go to my site.
It costs,
Rosebud,
right? It costs,
listen,
right? It's not free. It costs,
author.
Right?
What, man? What?
Does it cost? Like private conference?
Does what cost?
If I want to talk to you in like private conversation and I don't want it to be on the air.
Hey, man. No, it's free for you, man. Do you believe that? If you do, you know I got this doggone contract with Biden. You know, and I got action on that Bill Back Better or whatever the fuck. And every
hey,
brute.
My nigga.
Every
nigga. That's all I need. That's all I need, man. I'm going to holler at you, my nigga. You be cool, OG. I love you, my nigga.
Fuck you, man. Hey, I'm going to
holler at you, man.
Hey, be cool, man. That motherfucker knew I was full of shit. Hey, 754, I'm back at you. So what's up, man?
What up?
Going on? Shit. So, I mean, other than that, every life good so much, you know what I'm saying? I'm just working on me right now. That's another question I want to ask, you know what I'm saying? We always working on ourselves, but if we feel we have a lot of work to do, and you, is there such thing as not having time for a bitch?
Listen, working on you, let's go with that. What I'm saying is this. You guys use phrases that don't mean shit. And you really base your life on these phrases that don't mean shit. I'm working on my life. Really? What are you doing? Drawing it? Well, what are you doing? Are you like, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, I got a project on the way.
Bro, I ain't talking to you. So hold on. I'm talking to everybody that's listening. You fucking talking these phrases that don't mean shit. Then you get responses from a person that just heard you say something that don't mean shit. And you expect their response to be whatever, telling you something. But if you ain't really asking them shit, what makes you think they're answering shit? I'm saying, bro, what the fuck do you mean you working on your life? Hey, man, I don't want no whole long explanation. I just want a sentence or two.
Okay. Well, I let my life kind of get off course. So now I'm getting back on course, and I don't feel very confident right now. Maybe that's what it is, you know, the fact that I'm working on that. So.
Stop. What I'm saying is, let's say you called in and I just picked you. Now repeat what you just said.
excuse me. It's like driving, basically, where, you know, my life got off course, so I'm steering it back onto the right road.
Okay. Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Yes.
So, okay, what's the problem?
I just feel like I'll be picking up a hitchhiker if I'm not on my way to my destination. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the road is
the destination. So you're saying you're on your way to something, or maybe you just out. Is that what you're saying? Because when you pick up a hitchhiker and now you're deterred, you know, you're going wherever this hitchhiker needs to go, that ain't the hitchhiker, and that's nothing but you letting life handle you instead of you handling life. Because I can give a fuck about a hitchhiker unless I know him. You know, I'm not responsible for the quarters these motherfuckers need, but I will pull over and give whoever, whatever. But it's not because I feel I'm responsible. It's because I got it. And if I got it, I'm going to do whatever when I think it. But I don't really give quarters that often. I give the St. Jude's 50, 75. 25. I mean, I give them, you know, and it ain't no once a month. Because I believe in helping, but I ain't trying to help a motherfucker smoke crack. I ain't trying to help no motherfucker, you know, go buy some alcohol. Fuck it. Go do whatever. I'm trying to help something that is about helping. And the only thing I got to say about St. Jude, why I fuck with him, is because I remember watching black and white TV, Danny Thomas show. He was a dancing, vaudeville type dude. And he'd have different little shit going on. But after every show, he would say, that when he's able, because he can't stand to see kids suffering, he said when he's able, he's going to open a hospital. And this hospital is not going to charge a dime to kids. It's going to be for kids. These kids with cancer going to come in. Otherwise, you the mother or the dad, and you call, and you say, my kid got cancer, blah, blah, blah. And they say, sure, we can help him. Get here by the 7th or whatever. That don't happen. Them motherfuckers say, yeah, we can accept him. Look, we're going to pay for your flight here. We're going to set you up in this hotel. We're going to pay for all your food, and we want to make sure all you do is help your child recover. And we'll do the rest. And God damn it, that's what St. Jude is. St. Jude's is the hospital that that motherfucking Danny Thomas said he was going to open. It ain't got no, I think he's a Jew or some shit, I'm not sure. But it ain't got nothing to do with none of that. It got something to do with kids suffering from fucking cancer and the parents broke, stinking, and hungry, can't do shit about it. Man, tell me that ain't worth supporting, man.
Yeah, it is, man. That's worth supporting.
What do you think? What do you think about that? Is that worth supporting?
Yeah, I mean, it's striking a hard string with me, man, because I know how it is to be on, well, not so much the sick side, but just being broke, sagging, and hungry. I already know how that is, so I can imagine the cost that comes with having cancer, you know?
Bro, but listen, what I'm saying is the action you got with St. Jude's is all you got to do is admit or whatever your kid has cancer. I mean, I'm sure they can't take every kid. The death
right.
is dope. Man, this is dope to me. Here, I don't know how they do it. You know, it could be racial. It could be whatever that I can think to make me not want to fuck with it. But the one thing that makes me want to fuck with it is the mission that they own. So I don't want to trip out on, you know, how they actually doing it. Man, they don't pick enough niggas. You know, who? I don't want to trip out on that. I just want to just say about kids. That's what they're talking about. You know, I want to trip out on kids. It ain't no white kid, black kid, Iranian, none of that. It's just kids. That's
right.
My thing, man. You know, I want to be like that, bro.
You
know
is
what
like
I mean?
That, though, man. Man, you is like that, though, but I'm going to tell you, man. I got to pay you a compliment real quick. But, yeah, man, I'm telling you, like, whenever somebody was in need, you know, and it might not have been what they thought they was going to hear or what they wanted to hear, but you gave them what they needed to hear in order to continue forward and have a new piece of armor on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, man. And that's exactly what I want. That's what I'm actually trying to do. You know, there is going to be defects in everybody's armor. But if you got a motherfucker that is like the inspector, the inspector's supposed to see the defects. And the inspector is supposed to give you a way to correct the defects. Because you ain't going to build a whole set of armor, a new armor. You're just going to correct what's fucked up. And
yeah.
At the same time, when you do that, and you go into battle, and you win, then you're going to be sitting while you know, savoring your win. You're going to be thinking about making a new fucking, some new armor, because this shit needed to be reinforced. We don't want no shit that need to be reinforced. I mean, that's how it goes,
mm-hmm.
man.
Yeah, yep.
Hey, man, this is dope. This is dope shit, man. Hold on. 909, what's up?
Un minuto. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, what's happening, man?
Oh, Rosebud, sorry, hold on. I just wanted to thank you, man, because, well, I can't say too much, but, like, these past 4 days, like, the confidence courses has been helping me, like, so much. And, like, you know, I had a situation earlier where, well, I can't really go into full detail because, you know, it would be giving some stuff away. But, like, man, you know, I just got my hit of dopamine, man, and, you know, I'm just really happy right now, you know?
Hey, listen. First and foremost, I can't really say anything. I can't go into it. That's because you're not thinking. That's because you're not trying to really think about what you want to do and how to do it without giving up shit. You just surfacely,
man, I really want to thank you, man, but in order to, I got to give it up, you know, and I don't want to give it up.
That's surface bullshit, man. So, listen, what I'm saying is, what did you really get from the course so far? Because I'm sure if you go back over, you can see right away it's telling you not to be surface. Would you agree with that? Wait, would you agree with that?
Yes.
So why are you being surface?
I need to become more aware of that. I'm still working, but I'm gonna check myself on that.
No. You're being surface because you're still being surface. You gotta dig deeper into what you think, because the surface thought is bullshit a lot of times. Now, wait, let me correct that. Let me restate that. Because once you get sharp, once you start understanding, once you begin to tell yourself the truth, the surface thought is the thought you're supposed to go with. But at this point, you haven't done all that. So your surface thought, you're not going to go with, because your surface thought is what you're actually afraid of. What you think of that?
Man, yeah. Well, man, that was deep. I didn't really understand that fully, but, like, I sort of get what you're saying.
I'm sort of getting it. What do you sort of think I'm saying? Stop right there. Stop. Listen. See, I knew you was lying just then. That's why I asked you that. What I'm saying is, you never know what somebody knows when you're talking to them. So you go by what they say to figure out what they know. Hey, but my point is this, dude. If you ain't going to be honest with yourself, you ain't going to never get to where you actually, the question you asked from Jump Street, you ain't going to never get there. Because you're not going to believe what you think. You're going to have questions after you think it. And you got to believe what you think. This is why I keep telling you, not you, but all of you, stop lying to yourself. Stop taking these shortcuts, because those are lies that's going to come and fuck you up later on. The only way you're going to grow, the only way you yourself. And you're talking to me, you ain't lying. And then we talk about whatever we're talking about. And then you ain't lying to yourself about you finna do it. So you go do it. And you will see the improvement. But unless you can do that, all you're going to be doing is talking, which is what you're doing. You're just talking, bro, and you know it. Tell the truth. Am I telling the truth or what? Are you going to do anything? What are you going to do?
You know, I've got to admit, you're telling the truth. I need to do the same.
I didn't ask you what you need to do. I ask you, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm starting to tell the truth, and I'm going to do it even more to the point where, like, I could just fully accept everything, and I could, like, I could just start improving and, you know, just being more.
Hey, man, wait, stop. Are you that dude been calling me, man, said that you was in my group? You know, and I asked you, why did you sneak that in? Are you that dude?
Yeah.
Shut up. I don't want to hear anymore. You are that dude. Listen, man. Just what you're saying right now. Don't you think that that's an improvement in where you were before?
Easily, yes.
So stop. Listen. You can't make the giant step. You have to make the smaller steps. Appreciate that you are actually seeing that you're improving. So what? It's a little step. But those little steps, once you get enough of them, they'll form a foundation. They'll form a basis. Those little steps that you've been appreciating and you've been acknowledging, they will serve one purpose, and that's to let you know you did the shit. And once you realize that, you can grow, bro. So quit getting ahead of yourself, because that's where you're at right now. You're ahead of yourself. Don't be so excited about learning what you're learning. Be excited, but still, just be patient. All right?
Okay, yeah. I
but
got
listen,
you, bud.
Stop. Listen. How did I recognize it was you? Because you definitely sound, you know, a little different.
Wait, hello?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't know, probably because before you were talking about, like, I was acting scary, like,
no,
the way
no,
I was talking.
No, because the way you talk, you're so unsure. But the reason it took me so long is because you're changing, and I'm hearing a different sound, but after, I forget what it was you said, but you said something, man, that's that dude. So what I'm saying is, bro, you got to believe me. People can hear in your voice what's going on. And that ain't no big deal right now. The big deal is for you to understand that and learn how to change it. That's why you fucking with me at Sidewalk University. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah. Man, I'm really proud of myself right now, man. Thank you, Rosebud, and thank you for having this conversation with me.
Hey, listen, what you don't understand is that you really and truly want it. So what you got to do is calm down, because you're seeing that you're getting it. But it's, since it's so much that you want it all. No, man. Let's say it's 10 parts. You're getting the first part. Once you get that, you're going to get the second part. And once you get that, you're going to be able to see how to get the third and the fourth and the fifth part all at the same time. You just got to be able to see this shit. And once you are able to see it, because you really want it, and I'm explaining it to you the way I am, you have a very, very good chance of actually getting what you want. And you got a very good chance of graduating. Just don't be no punk. Don't be scared of shit. When I ask you to do something, do it. That's all you got to understand, unless you think I'm going to ask you to go kill yourself.
I am actually doing shit like the thing that even made me happy today was like I finally like you know I had to check someone and you know like I used to just never do that before. especially before the course, because I rewired myself to think differently in a scenario like that. And I just
stop. Do you know what texting do? Make you high. Because let me ask you something. Didn't you have a motherfucker's phone number that you text?
Wait, excuse me?
Didn't you have the motherfucker's phone number that you text?
No. No,
well,
no. I'm saying I had to check somebody.
Check? Oh, you said you had to check somebody. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, that's all. I just had to check somebody. And, you know, I would never do that before, you know. It just made me really, you know,
feel
it,
good.
Happy because I'm really,
good.
Yeah.
Well, man, say it.
It made me feel good. That's why I called in.
Well, let me tell you something, bro. That's what this is about. Standing up and being who you know you can be or you want to be, and you'll find yourself feeling much better about you, period. That's what we're doing, man. Hold on, man. I got a couple other callers. 502-951. I'm going to get you in a minute. 502, what's up?
What's going on, bud?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you?
Man, I can't keep these hoes off me, man. That's since I was a young whippersnapper, man. I don't know what to do, but I got a little old. I'm slowing down a little bit, but, you know, find me shit, cars, everything, man. It's just
what's
it's in my blood. You know what I mean? My
what's question,
your question is,
bro?
Is it a right time for slow down? To kind of like,
well,
you know,
well,
go to the
well,
sport.
Man, do you want me to answer the question or do you want to explain how much you think you already know the answer?
I want you to explain.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is, yes, there's a time to slow down. And I think I'm at that time now. And I'm 68, going to be 69. So what I'm saying is I got to quit thinking there's a perfect motherfucker out there for me, which I've stopped doing. And what I'm saying is that has slowed me down as far as catching bitches. I don't catch as many. I'm saying I used to catch them for a certain reason. Now I'm actually looking. Well, no. I'm not looking anymore. I think I found that partner that I want to, you know, have. And
right.
So to me, for me, I never would accept that. I just never would accept that thought. And this might be the one. Man, this motherfucker is the one right now. That's what I would be thinking. Because I know I'm going to go out, catch me another bitch. But the other night, because this bitch been, you know, around a couple of months. And I was out. And these bras from Tennessee, they was just really fucking with the nigga. And then this little bitch, and I told the bitch, look, I want to hit that motherfucking pussy, you guys, so bring your ass with me. And the bitch ain't. I mean, she said everything, but okay. But she said she let me know if I'd have pressed the issue like I would have before, I could have had that. So I'm saying, in the middle of the action, I had to tell myself, nigga, this ain't what you want. That's because the time for me to slow down is upon me. You know what I'm saying? It's on me.
Gotcha. Yeah, I understand. I understand. So.
No, really and truly, man, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah.
It's time
for change, especially with growth. Yeah.
When it's time. You gonna know it. But we can't say it's on October the 14th.
No, not at all.
You know,
wow.
Man, that ain't, you know how we see what time it is. But when it's time, once you realize that there is a such thing as it's time,
mm-hmm.
when it's time, you'll see it. you'll feel it. And I'm telling you, this broad I got is like not the best broad for me as far as, you know, what's perfect. But what is cool? No, listen, what is cool is the things that I never really had. A bitch responsible for herself, this go to work, you know, the bitch even when I give her one of my cars to drive, just buy her own gas. I mean, you know, all man, come on, man, that kind of goddamn shit.
Right,
I never really had that.
Yeah.
Ow, you know, I got to do this, I got to do that, and give them that cash app, blah, blah, blah. This motherfucker is self-sufficient.
And it takes two. Yeah, it takes two to make a thing go right.
Man, that's all I'm saying, man. You know, I can't do it by myself. And you got to understand, if you appreciate that kind of shit, you have to respect when you see it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hold on, man. Let me get 951. What's happening, man? 951.
What's going on? What's going on, Russ? How you doing? You called me when I was smoking some weed real quick, man.
Go on, man, because you know how we do.
My question is, too, man, with this whole pandemic and shit going on and people feel like they stay on the safe side, man, do you think it affects a young man's charisma as far as having to find himself a woman and changing the game?
Bro, let me tell you something. My brother died from COVID. So I got the shot. I got the shot. I got the booster and everything. But this is the absolute first time I ever took shots. Because what I'm saying is a whole bunch of epidemics, you know, a flu and this, that, and the other, Ebola, all that kind of goddamn shit. I don't give a fuck. Because I know I don't talk to everybody. I know my circle of people is very limited. And in reality, that's the way I really think. But my doggone brother's getting killed. And then I had a nephew that got killed by COVID. I mean, it just made me think to take the shot. So I'm not saying I'm pro-shot. I'm not saying I'm anti-shot. I'm saying I think what I think, and I deal with what I think. My daughter, I can't talk her into doing it. She just won't get the shot. But I sure got it. You know, what I'm saying is I want everybody to get it, but I'm not going to trip as far as that go. I'm only going to trip on me because I can only deal or handle me. And anything else, of course, I'm going to say what I think. But I can't, you know, take no position on what somebody else thinks. You feel me?
Right. Yeah. Well, that's another thing about it, too, man. I noticed that in the pandemic, a lot of men today really starting to show their true colors and what it means to just hold their ground, still maintaining being a man. How do you think that just came about?
I don't even know what you're talking about. Give me an example.
Okay, as the years go by, let's look at like 10 years ago with this whole social media thing. Everybody was putting on their profiles and their alter egos on there, right? And they'll try to portray that person for as long as they can, especially when they're outdoors. Now that this pandemic took place and everybody's more so indoors, and for those who are like in a relationship, they start to show their true colors of putting on this what they saw when they were outdoors, putting on this persona, basically putting up a front.
Bro, hold on, just listen.
All right.
If you listen to me, you know I talk a lot about faking.
Yeah.
I talk a lot about being real. So what I'm saying is, what you said in your question to let me know that you don't even understand. You're a fake. They're alter egos. What is an alter ego?
You said what is an alter ego?
Yes.
Alter ego is basically putting on this front, but really
no.
It's almost like
No. Alter ego is a front. Alter ego
right.
is something you hope to be. So what I'm saying is, if you are trying to represent this alter ego, like you said, you're trying the best they can to represent the alter ego. They're trying the best they can to fake. Because at one point, let's say this alter ego shit goes over, and this Brawl Busters on the strength of this alter ego bullshit.
Yeah.
You think you're going to have to keep it up?
Eventually, no.
Well, eventually you won't be able to, but as long as you can, you will keep it up.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, you don't have to keep up being you.
Right.
There is no time you're not going to be you.
Right.
Then
I ask this question too, Ben, because I got to. Go ahead.
Why don't you catch her with you being you?
Mm.
Listen to me, man. Because that's how you guys lose. You catch her by fronting, and then in the end, that front comes to be fronted, and you and the bitch are having problems.
Right.
But if the bitch is real, and you real, and y'all stay real, that's what you get in 60, 70-year relationships. Yeah, one of them cheated, one of them did that and the other, but it wasn't about falling out.
Right.
Because there's more than that, man.
Yeah. Also, I noticed, you know, they say the best way to know about yourself is if you hear certain feedback from others, and if this comes out to be the same feedback, it might be true. Do you believe in that?
No. The best way to know about your goddamn self is to believe what the fuck you think, when you thinking, however the fuck you thinking. And all that bullshit is just somebody's interpretation of so that you can deal with whatever they talking about. I believe, to me, I believe, let's say you bought my product, my fucking confidence course. I don't think you ever have to spend another fucking dime with me. I think if you think you have to spend another dime, my course fails you because I am about self-sufficient. Being self-sufficient is what I'm about. I'm not about you having to call me. I'm not about you having to deal with me so you can deal with your problem. If that's the case, dealing with me is going to make you too late. Whatever the fuck we talk about, it's too late because, goddamn, the problem over. No, we got to deal with the problem when it happens, as it happens. And that happens when you believe in yourself and you believe what you think and you don't need nobody's second opinion. And if you did want my second opinion, you would have already done whatever the fuck you thought you should do and you would call me and we'd kick it about it.
Right.
That's real shit, bro.
Hell yeah.
All right, man. 337, what's up? Okay, I asked him out. 701, I know that's you, D. Come on, man. What you want?
Hey, Rosebud, I want to ask you this question real quick, man.
What the fuck you want me to do? Give you permission?
Nah, I just want to ask you this question real quick, man.
Well, do
I
want to
know, man. I want to know, like, okay, a lot of men, they come to you, they ask a question, besides life. Like, when it comes to women, they ask questions about women. They want you to help them. And at the same time, those men, they have parents, they have fathers. I want to know your perspective. Like, why do you think a lot of parents, like, why do you think a lot of fathers, they don't have the hearts to give their children, like, like knowledge that that woman.
Bro,
what do you think?
I know why. A lot of fathers are involved more than they should be with society. What I'm saying, society wants you to avoid anything that's real. So my point in this is that fathers don't want to say, boy, you got to be like this. Boy, you should think this, that, and the other. Because they know 9 out of 10 other motherfuckers don't think like that.
If you
send your son out thinking like real motherfuckers think, your son's been be shunned. I mean, that's what they think nowadays because that's how it is. But the what, man?
And you say society is a motherfucker. Society is a motherfucker. And I agree with you. I always ask myself why a lot of parents, they don't have the hearts to tell their children about women. And you telling me, go ahead, talk with them. I'm listening. I'm going to shut the fuck up. Go ahead, talk.
Why the parents don't have the heart to tell the children what?
Why a lot of parents, they don't have the hearts to tell the children about women. You were telling me that, man. Go ahead, talk, man. I'm going to shut the fuck up so I can listen.
But you said, why do the parents don't have the heart to tell the children about a woman?
Yeah, like.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I had it right, man. What I'm saying, bro, you got to understand, your dad cannot tell you, man. I mean, today, the dad can't tell the son, man, you supposed to want to hit that pussy, you know, at one point. The dad today, you know, the son is like 12 or whatever, then you ride with him. Boy, you got some pussy yet? Dad can't do that shit no more. So what I'm saying, if dads can't show or do these things, these boys, these young boys, are not learning what they should be looking for. So dad ain't saying none of that shit. But all the teachers, all the girls are saying, you're not supposed to look at us as objects. You're supposed to respect us as a person. That's why you got all these motherfucking boys growing up as faggots. What I'm saying is you got to look at girls as an object when you're young. You got to want to look under their dress. You got to want to stick your finger in their pussy. But at a point, you know, 12, 13, you got to start realizing they not objects. Now, that's what we did not do in my day. But I'm talking about with all of the shit going on today, the fathers need to understand you got to let that boy grow up thinking he want to stick his finger in her pussy. But let's say 10 or 11, you got to start bringing a different kind of conversation. Oh, man, you know, she is, you know, somebody you like, but you can't really think of her like that, man. You got to, like, talk to her. You know, whatever they say. But as they say that, the little boys are maturing into young, you know, young men. And they're learning how to deal with women. Whereas today, they're going to mature as far as age into a certain category, but they're not going to mature. They're going to be afraid of whatever maturity represents. And that's, you know, why they do what they do, the women and the boys today. You feel me?
Yes, sir. I'm going to say this real quick, and I'm going to let you go, okay?
Oh, my God, man. You'll never let me go,
hey,
man.
Rosebud, I got an older brother. I mean, we cool, but he never tell me shit about a woman. And my pops, he passed away. He never teach me shit about a woman. And me having you on my side, you changed a lot of things in my life.
You want me to just man cry with you?
No, 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 no. I appreciate for everything
well,
you got for me, man.
Why are you telling me about your dad and your older brother? If they didn't give it up,
because
they didn't
I never had anybody that could put me up on game about woman in life.
So what?
But I appreciate you, though. I appreciate you.
Man, come on with your motherfucking bullshit, man. I know you appreciate me. Hey, man, because your dad and your big brother didn't lace you, didn't mean you couldn't get laced as you grew up. You just didn't.
You just didn't, motherfucker.
So do not blame your dad or your brother. You was one of them slow-ass motherfuckers that took the short bus to school.
Hey, one question.
337, what's up, man?
Hey, Rosebud, is it corny to like to get a woman, give a woman a greeting card?
A greeting card?
Yeah.
Well, wait. What I'm saying is this, bro. Are you saying a card, but you're just using the word greeting card? Are you explicitly meaning a greeting card?
I'm explicitly meaning a greeting card.
So in what way or what reason would you have to give a woman a greeting card?
Well, my handwriting, I'm going to be real brief. I know you don't like the backstory.
Wait, stop. Listen. All I'm asking you is what reason would you have to give a woman a greeting card?
To get to know her.
But why would it be a greeting card?
Because of the environment.
Do you see how you're running from the answer? Because you're not giving the real answer to the questions. You're just answering the questions. But I want the real answer. What is the fucking reason you felt you needed to give her a greeting card to get to know her?
To communicate with the woman, but to based on their...
Shit. So what I'm saying is this. If I want to get to know a bitch, I push up on her. And I say whatever the fuck I got to say in that goddamn greeting card coming out of my mouth. Because I'm not no scary-ass motherfucker like you. And that's all you had to say. Because I'm a scary motherfucker. Now, don't you think that is the answer?
No.
Then why don't you give the answer?
I'm not sure of the answer.
So then... All you guys listening, this is the shit I talk about when you lie to yourself. You know what the answer is. You don't want to say what the answer is because then you're going to admit you a chump.
No, I ain't no chump. I ain't no chump.
I'm sure you're not a chump, man. I'm sure you're not a chump. You sure can't answer the fucking question without sounding.
Well, if you listen and stop talking, I can talk.
Bro, I have been quiet and let you talk. You just say shit that don't mean shit. So what I'm saying is if you need time or permission to talk, I'm giving it to you now. Why can't you answer the questions?
I told you I'm not sure.
So I'm supposed to accept that? Okay.
You don't have no choice.
I do have a choice. My choice is to let you know you punking out. But if you want to punk out, I'll stop you. And if you don't believe,
you don't even,
go ahead, man.
You don't even know, like, what type of environment, I mean, these, like, women are in. You can't just, like, fucking just stand up and talk to a woman, man, when shit is, like, going on, man. I'm talking about some emergency room shit.
Why can't you?
Because timing is half of the battle.
Timing is how you say what you say. Timing does not mean it has to be 10 o'clock or whatever. So I guess you're right as far as timing. If she's standing next to her mother and they're at a funeral and you want to talk to her about getting at her, yeah, timing, you know, that's bad timing. But if you ain't talking about no shit like that, you just being a punk, man.
No, it's that I'll be fucking busy. I'll be on the run.
So you be busy. What that got to do with fucking with a bitch?
I was wondering, like, if I'm in a rush or whatever and I give a woman a greeting card or whatever with my number or whatever, is that shit corny, man? That's all I'm asking you, man.
Okay, well, wait, stop. You heard me ask you about the word greeting, right?
Yes.
Okay, just listen. Now I just heard you saying if you give a brother catch a bitch card, you know, a card is not a business card with anything relating to your business. Just, you know, my name's, you know, Ray, and I like to shoot pool, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, holler at me, you know, catch a bitch card. Man, ain't nothing wrong with that. You threw me off with the word greeting.
Yeah, but that's what I'm talking about, a greeting card, Rosebud.
That is not a business card, brother. That is a catch-a-bitch card.
Okay.
And when you give it to her, all it have is a way to contact you. The rest is done by what you say out your fucking mouth to make the bitch want to accept the card. And when she get it, she's going to say, oh, wow, she's going to see it. It ain't got shit to do with your motherfucking job. She's just going to see what it is. And then you know she see that, so you say, you like to play pool? You taking her mind off the card. Now she talking to you. What I'm saying is a catch-a-bitch card is a way to get at the bitch. A greeting card, I mean, I don't know what that is, man. That's why I wanted to know what you were talking about.
So you answer my question, Rosebud. I guess a greeting card would be like fucking corny, because I was thinking about like a greeting card where I would write a fucking paragraph in that motherfucker. But you saying a catch a bitch card where I would just leave my contact information in there to catch the bitch.
And the rest is coming out your mouth.
Okay, all right, okay. So don't let it come out my mouth. Don't fucking put it in the card. Let it come out of my mouth, okay?
Come on, man. Yeah. Hell yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. The catcher is whatever the fuck you saying. And the way her to follow up is this contact. And you ain't telling her I'm a motherfucking engineer at Microsoft, blah, 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 you know, make hella money. You ain't telling her all that bullshit. Because that's what the bitches are calling when you put all that shit on the guy. You give her your business card. She ain't calling you. She calling that shit you didn't put on there. You a fucking lawyer, and you work at this practice, blah, blah, blah. They look at practices up, they big practice. Oh, yeah, I'm going to call this one. Man, come on, man. Bitch, call me
because
I like to play ping pong.
Because the last time I did that shit, I believe it worked, but I talked my way out of the pussy. The last time I did that shit, I wrote, I would like to get to know you with, like, my phone number.
And she like called me, but I pretty much believe I talked my way out of the pussy. She said it was faking. Okay.
If you'd have been real and just talked to that bitch, shit, you would have came up with her.
Okay.
But because you wrote that shit that you thought was such a magnificent statement, you wanted to follow up with that shit, and that shit ain't even you. How you gonna follow up? Fake it?
No, I don't want to fake.
I'm just being real, man. That's all I'm doing. I'm being motherfucking real, and I'm letting you see, man, all that bullshit you tell yourself is just that, some bullshit. And the moment you get rid of that shit and stop thinking that bullshit, then, you know, you got action at being real with whatever the fuck you're trying to do. But without being real, you just, you know, you just, I guess, trying to do something. I don't know. Think of this. What do you do when you come to a fork in the road, bro?
You got to make a decision.
Okay. What I'm saying is this. You're at the fork in the road, and you're not sure. And it is difficult to decide what the correct path is. But what do you think you should do? How do you think you should think about it?
I should think about it, I don't know, from her, from put myself in her shoes? No?
Man, no. That's empathy. We don't have sympathy. Of course, we can, you know, sympathize, but we don't empathize. We ain't putting ourselves in their shoes. What I'm saying is, when you come to a fork in the road and you don't know the correct path to choose, the best choice is whichever one you choose, because you have to choose one or you're going to stand at the fork. So you can sit there and go crazy about which one is the right one, or you can choose the one you choose. And you can deal with whatever is in that path with what you know to deal with shit. And what I'm saying is, you got to understand that. A lot of times when you make changes, the initial information you get jumps out at you, and you feel, God damn, this shit is dope. And then a few weeks later, you don't feel so sure. And it's that point, you got to understand two things are going on. First, that information that was so new is not that new anymore. And you're not as thrilled to go at it as you was at first. But if you want what it has to offer, you got to push yourself to go at it. Because when it was new, you was keen on using it. But once you saw the work that it takes to actually do what you were trying to do, you backed off. And that's when you need to tighten up and stay down. And the second thing, you're only now seeing that you really have to put genuine effort into getting what's in this for you. So new information got to be marinated. It don't have to marinate long, but you can't just use it immediately. You can go out to use it immediately, but if, let's say you got it at 8 o'clock and 8:05, you're out trying to use it, you're going to be making a lot of mistakes. And maybe by 8:40, you know, you might see this shit didn't sunk in. But what I'm saying is it got to sink into the environment that you live in. Excuse me. It got to sink in with you according to the environment that you live in, you know, before it really shows its value. So what I'm saying, 337, everything I just said, what did it mean to you?
Got to be real with it. Got to be real.
God can't be too afraid to take a leap of faith and make a command decision on the spot. But whatever I present, I have to let it marinate so it'll seem realistic, you know. Don't just jump off hastily into doing it without thinking. Put some thought into it, and I'll be all right.
See, bro, something made me do all that to ask you that question because I knew you was this sharp. I knew you were, man. And you yourself think some crazy shit. So you got to get that bullshit out your head and understand what the fuck you just said. Because what you just said is what time it is. All the way. No questions. And if you can, you know, live your life according to what the fuck you just said, you will find you have a much happier life. You might make $3 more, but that'll seem like $3,000 more as far as how much it's worth. So that shit you said at the end was dope. All right, bro?
All right, thank you.
You got it. So, you know, when I get information, man, I got to understand it. And, you know, the best way for me to understand it is to try to immediately use it in whatever environment, you know, that I'm in. And to me, it's like taking care of yourself. You take care of your hygiene every day so you can face the world fresh. You know, that includes mouth, face, hair, and body, you know, all that shit. You want it to be fresh. But the big thing that I don't forget, but I'm sure you guys do, is before you make sure before you think you're sure, you got to refresh your mind. You got to make sure your mental state, you know, you got to do a quick weeding of your garden every morning. And you got to see how much better, or you will see how much better you feel. Because shit mounts up daily. Some of it's bullshit. And if you don't get it out, it's just going to be there. And then you're going to pile some more bullshit on it. And before you know it, you're going to have a lot of bullshit in your head that you really don't need to be there. You have to understand how important this is. Hygiene works. It works best if it's done daily and enthusiastically. And I'm telling you, this is my opinion. You don't have to believe it. But if you do, you're going for something that I'm not going to ever change my opinion about. So what's good about being opinionated? Well, I mean, first and foremost, it's good to have an opinion on shit that be going on. And secondly, it's even better to have an opinion that you're brave enough to voice, you know, your position on. But many of you stop there and you just have an opinion. And you know, opinions are like assholes. We all have one.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I asked. Go ahead. What you got to say, man?
Yes, sir. And, Rosebud, I ain't mean to interrupt you, but could you please, like, share with me and any other callers, like, the importance of, like, smelling good and how far that could take you with females, how you smell like your cologne and all of that. I want to hear your...
Bro, man, smelling good is like having white teeth. I'm saying, you know, you talking to baby, you know, everything is cool, going good, and, you know, you all up on her in her ear and shit, and then the club closes, and you guys don't walk out, the lights come on, and when the lights come on, you got brown shit all on your teeth that the bitch didn't see. What do you think is going to happen?
She going to be turned off.
So it's the same thing with what you just asked. If you ain't representing what the fuck you talking about, then you risking being dissed at the end of the night or when you, you know, make that final move. You understand?
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right. So my point is smelling good. You know, you talking to her, and now you've been standing away from her. But you know, you kind of, you know, y'all hitting it off, and you get close to her. And now you're leaning up on her, and you stink. What is that going to, not stink, just have a offensive odor. What is that going to do?
Well, that's going to you can forget about your chances of getting pussy.
So what I'm saying is that's how important the shit is. You understand? All right. So what I'm saying is about opinions, you know, your opinion is all that matters to you. And you got to accept that other people's, you know, should have an opinion. They can have an opinion, even on your shit. But it don't register you if it's not, you know, where you are. That's having an opinion. But what if you're opinionated? No, if you're opinionated, more than likely you've done a lot of shit. You've done more shit than the average person in your field has done. Most motherfuckers who are opinionated are well-schooled, but the best opinionated person is the motherfucker that, you know, learned by trial and error, not by being formally educated. Education, if your instructor ain't sharp, can actually make you become dumbed down, because in many cases it don't really want you to think outside the box. The guy who learned street shit had to think outside the box, because that's the only way he gonna live. And his opinions, if anything, are the guiding factors of his survival. Most people's opinions are just that, opinions. My opinion 9 out of 10 times will be tied to something I believe and my personality. Therefore, it isn't something that I take lightly. My opinions are a part of my destiny. To me, today is the perfect time for you to decide you will no longer settle for what's left over after the feast. Today, you're going to feast, or you're going to decide to feast as all kings do. You know, you be thinking about leaving that broad you fucking with, but something makes you want to give it another shot. The only way to do it, and it work, is to look her in her eyes and let her know, you're not having none of this shit no more. Of course, she's going to resist because you've been soft for so long. She can't even imagine you standing up to her. But, you know, don't argue. You know, don't fuss. Just let her know you ain't having it no more. And go watch the news or go watch whatever. If she says something, look at her. And just don't say nothing. When she brings you your dinner, thank her and remain quiet. When you finish dinner, you know, be sure to compliment her on the meal and remain quiet. Then when you get dressed for bed, tell her good night, turn your ass over and go to sleep. And in the morning, say hello and leave to work. And when you return from work on the way home, buy a couple of roses, a small card. And when you get home, tell her, baby, listen, this is the beginning, but I don't want to start over again. And in this go-round, you got to really understand, you got to stand up. You got to call the shots. It's up to each of us to separate what makes us that unique motherfucker among so many motherfuckers that's seemingly the same. Yeah, you all are grown, but how many of you motherfuckers are real men? Men who don't shirk their responsibility to their kids, their job, or most importantly, to your motherfucking self. Those are the kind of men that I want to hang with, motherfuckers that don't do that shit. Pretty is what pretty does. That's the same as you are who you hang out with. I mean, shit. I speak of shit, and I'm going to always speak of this shit. And there's only one kind of man I like fucking with. Most motherfuckers continue to be sheep, following around or behind a crowd of weak motherfuckers who have not realized they are not the spineless piece of shit motherfuckers be trying to make you think. Assertion is not dead, but there is a revival of its necessity. So let's stop worrying about it and be about it. I rule me. Who the fuck rules you? I'm out. I didn't even mean to go this goddamn long. Shit. This shit is crazy.
Well, Rosebud, I had...